Hello to all my chavrim, Yeshiva Torah Moshe, and around the world. Continuing on our shir in Mishnayos, Maseches Tainis, we're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chav Vav and Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halal, every day when there is Halal, as the Rav says, like the days of Chanukah, where there's Halal and there's no Musaf, the first Israel says, we're talking about days where they do a complete Halal. There's no Musaf, like Hanukkah time. Tosfos says, the rest of the days of Yontif, we're not talking about, because those days have a carbon musaf. Now, Mishnah says, Ein bo ma'amid b'shachris. If there's a complete halal without the musaf, then there's no ma'amid and shachris. Rashi and Rav explain, those in Yerushalayim would not be reading the parsha, any parsha during that shachris, because they don't have time to do the ma'amid, because Halal is Daicha, the Maimed. As Yontif brings from the Rambam, because Halal is Midrabbanan, so they made a Chizuk for that Rabbanan to make it strengthen it, and they used it to push off the Maimed. And why do they call Halal Midivri Sofim, even though it's a Tikkun Nevi'im, as it says in Mishnah Zayin Perek Hay of Pesachim, that because anything which is not mafurish in the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Shalom is Medivri Sofim, even though it's in the rest of the Nach. And same, the Lashon Rambam also goes as far as Megillah. He calls the Megillah Divrei Sofim, and everybody knows that it was in the Takanos Nevi'im. Tiferes Yisrael says that we mean here that we don't say the Bnei HaMaimer, don't say the special Tchinas, special Tfilas, and they don't read from Isaac Bracious. And this is just specifically in Yerushalayim, because they're so busy to help the Kohanim to cut the wood and to draw water for the Karbanis. But still, even though it was only in Yerushalayim that the Anshei Mamet didn't say the Tfilos, still there was no Tainus anywhere at all from the Anshei Mamet. The Ritva says, Halal partes all the Anshei Mamet in any place they are from the Tfilos. So he argues on that Tiferes Yisrael, and the Kriyas and the Tfilos and the Kriyas Hatara of the Maimed. The Ravid says the Maimed potters the Tfilos, but not the Kriyas Hatara. So there's a three-way machlokas. What does the Halal do? Does it get rid of the Kriyas Hatara? Does it get rid of the Tfilos? Or does it get rid of both of them? Now, carbon musaf, the Mishnah says, as Rashi explains, a day where there's a carbon musaf in Yerushalayim, and the Rav says, like a Rosh Chodesh, with this carbon musaf, Ainbo Bina'ila. We don't do the Ma'ibid in the Ne'ila. Rashi and Rav explain, they wouldn't read any parsha in the Ne'ila, and certainly in the Mincha, which is close to the musaf. Rashi adds, because they were busy with the musaf, okay, so they had to be makriv more animals than by the Tamid, which is only one, and here there's multiple for the musaf, and there's no musaf without at least two animals. And they didn't have time at all because the Kohen and the Maimon were very busy with the Musaf, and the Yisrael there were, Bnei Yisrael were also busy again, as we said, to cut the wood and to bring the water. And it's stuck even the Maimon of the Ne'ilah on that day. Now, Tesiyatav says, even what's this about cutting wood and bringing water? Don't we know that the Givonim, that were not part of Bnei Yisrael, were the ones put to be cutting wood and to draw water for the Beis HaMikdash, as it says in Sefer Yehoshua and Perek Tes. So he answers that this is only for the tzaruch of the Ovdei HaMikdash. They took care of the people who were working the Mikdash to have what they needed to cook their karbanos and other needs they might have. When it says the Mizbeach Hashem over there in Yehoshua, it means the Ovdei of the Mizbeach, the people, they were there to give Onam to help the Ovdei Mizbeach, but for the Mizbeach itself, they didn't let the give Onam cut wood and to draw water. And he says there's no difference, don't think there's a difference between cutting the wood and drawing the water, because for the carbon musaf and carbon tamid and any other carbonus, they're all the same. They only use Klal Yisrael to do those things for the Mizbeach itself. Now in Ezra Paraches, it says, Min anasinim shenazan David vasarim lavodas halavim. He says, we can also explain it means to do the avoda for the tzarech of the levim, so that the levim will be free to do the malacha of Avodas Hashem. The first Ral says that even Benila, they were marker of all the carbonates of the day already, so maybe they can be free to do the minus. Still, we say, just like you add the rest of the Tfilas Hayom, that they're still busy. Now, carbon 8, so the Mishnah says, Ein bo b'mincha d'vei Rabbi Akiva. As Rashi explains from the Gemara, that there is 9 specific times, as we'll mention, the Mishnahs to come, that people brought a carbon of Eitzim, of wood, so whenever they did that, they didn't do the Maimed on the Mincha. Rashi Rav explained, a day that has a carbon Eitzim, as we'll enumerate, and there's no carbon Musaf, that is Dalcha the Maimed of Mincha, but not the one of Ne'ila. The first Ral says that there was a special Yantiv for the families of Klal Yisrael on specific days, because when they came up from the Golos after the first Beis Hamikdash had been destroyed and they went out to Golos, but they came back in 70 years, they didn't have wood for the Maracha, for the specific fire on the Mizbeach, and they donated wood on specific days, and they made a takana that in every year when that day would come, the family that brought the wood that day for the Mizbeach would do so, and they'd bring their own karbanis and make it as a yantif for the family. The ritual of the name of the Raifat says that the Petur of Mincha was just for the people of the Maimed from that family on that day. Meiri says that, no, anybody that was part of the Maimed and anybody in the general population of Yerushalayim would go out for the kavod of the Mishpacha that's bringing the Eitzim, and this kavod would part to the Kriyas Tefillas Maimed for everybody. Amar lo ben Azay, kachay Rabbi Yeshua Shona. This is where Rabbi Yeshua would teach. Carbon Musaf ein bo b'mincha, carbon Eitzim ein bo b'mincha. Rav explains that carbon Eitzim is docha the maimed in Ne'ila, and certainly it's docha the maimed of Mincha, because carbon Eitzim the Kohanim would bring before the Talmud Shabbat Harbayim, and if it's docha the maimed of Ne'ila, certainly it'll be docha the maimed of Mincha, which is next to it. Chaz Rabbi Kiva, Leo's Shonik ben Asai, so he changed his ruling to match up with the ben Asai. Rav says, because he felt that Karam Musaf is the Diyaraisa, and the din is it shouldn't be Docha, only the Maimed of Mincha, because you don't think that maybe it'll be Docha some other carbon, because Divrei Torah don't need a Chizuk, so it didn't have to be Docha anything else. But carbon Eitzim is like Divrei Sofer. And the din is that it should be Docha the Maimed of Mincha and Ne'ila, because we need to strengthen that Rabban, so that we want to make sure that the carbon Eitzim doesn't get pushed aside. Okay, but he says that he doesn't understand what the Rambam says in the Pirush of this Mishnah, because from the Rambam it sounds like that the Anshei Maimed would be bespalling an extra tefillah every day between Shachris and Mincha, which is called Tefillas Musaf. And he says, I never found anybody else on the Bavli Yerushalmi to say that the Anshei Maimed always have a Musaf every day. So the Yantar brings the Kesef Mishnah that says that the Rambam had a different girsa in Mishnah Aleph and our Perek. Okay, that which says Bein Moado, so Bein Yom Kippurim, there is Nesias Kapayim 4 times. So he learned the Rambam that there was a Musaf every day for the Maimed, because that would give the 4th tefillah every day. Okay, moving on to Parag Dal of Mishnah Hay, which the Gemara is on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'am Tisha. These are the 9 days we're going to talk about that people brought these wood. Now the Rashi says they would be donating wood on these 9 days that the Kohanim and the Am would get together to donate wood. And they would bring a carbon on that day. And even if there was plenty of wood for the Ma'aracha, for the Mizbeach, they would still give donations on these 9 particular days. The Rambam Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Parak Vav Halacha Tes says on the day that the Mishpacha celebrated, when they brought the wood, they didn't make any hespedim, and they never fasted, and they didn't do any regular work that they would normally do. Now, the Mishnah says, these are the 9 days. Be'echad ben Nisan ben Arach ben Yehuda. First of Nisan, that's the family that did it. Rashi says, when they came up from the Gola, they donated the first time, this family on the 1st of Nisan, and they kept enough wood available they had donated until the 20th of Tammuz. This Yata says that they came from the Sheva Yehuda. That's what it means, Ben Yehuda. And similarly, when it mentions Binyamin later on, it means from Mishpat, from the Sheva of Binyamin. Because these are the two Shvatim that went to Golis and Bavel, and they're the ones who came back. The second date is Esther and Batamas, Ben David Ben Yehuda. As Rashi explains, they came from the Mishpacha of David HaMelech. B'chamisha Ba'av Ben Parish Ben Yehuda. B'shivabo Ben Yonadav Ben Rechav. First Israel says, Rechav was another name, Mishpachas Israel. Basarabo the 10th, B'nai Sana ben Binyamin. First Israel says, Meshev ben Binyamin. B'chamisha Asarabo on the 15th day, B'nai Zadu ben Yehuda. That was the family. V'imohim Kon Levim. And Kon Levim joined in. V'chol Misha Tal B'shifto, anybody who made a mistake about it, Shevet, as Ralph explains, if they didn't know which family they came with, they went with B'nai Zadu. First Israel says, because in any event, the 15th, we're talking about the 15th of Av, that was the Yantif, like we're going to talk about later on in the Masechta. And he understands that those who came from Gullus, that couldn't decide or figure out what Sheva they belong to, they all gathered together with the B'nai Zatu, mixing with them. And what they were also always, every year, they were considered as part of that mishpacha. Meiri says, people who knew from one of the mishpachas that they came, that donated Eitzim, but they didn't know, they knew they came from one of the families that donated wood. They didn't know which ones. They're the ones who joined the mishpachas Zatu. It wasn't just anybody who wanted to. And then the mission continues, B'nai Gonvi Ali, B'nai Kotzvi Kitziros. What are those talking about? Rashi says, Zana ben Binyamin, Zatu ben Yehuda, and B'nai Gonvi Ali, B'nai Kotzvi Kitziros were all considered one family. And the Gemara explains, why were they called these things, as we're about to say. The Rav explains from the Gemara that once there was a Gzera from our enemies who made a Gzera Shmat on B'nai Yisrael, they shouldn't bring any more Bikurim to the base of Mikdash, and they set up guards on the roads to stop people. So what happened? And there were these Anashim Ksherim that stood up from that generation, and they brought baskets of Bikurim, and they covered them with kitzios, which are dried figs. And they carried on their shoulders an ali, which is a big tree that's made like a mortar, a buchnat, that they used to grind up normally cereal. And they would normally use that for the dried figs, to smash them to make igula devela, to make these round fig cakes. So they would come carrying these things, kind of hidden what the real purpose was, and they would reach these shomrim who would stop them on the roads. They would say, oh, we're just going to make these igula devela, the round cakes of figs, with this mortar that we have that we're carrying on our shoulders. And that's how they would sneak in to be Bikurim to Yerushalayim, and therefore they were called B'nai Gonvi Ali, which means they were Gonev the Lev HaShomrim. They tricked the people who were the watchers with the Ali that they had on their shoulders. And what's B'nai Kotzei Kitziros? It means for the fact that they would cut the Iguli Devela with these knives called the Mikzos. And these people, the Kosher people, also stood up another time that made a gzera, a shmat, when there was a gzera of shmat against bringing wood for the maracha. And they were masaking, they put together these big ladders, and they would tell the watch people on the roads that they're using it to take a couple of pigeons from the dove coat. I guess not pigeons, small doves. And when they would pass by the watchers, later on, they would take the wood from the ladders and use that for the Eitzim of the Maracha. So all these different groups would go together with the B'nai Zatu. As Miri says, they grew up and joined this family, Zatu, because it was a very small family, so they fit in to even it out. B'Esrambo, B'nai Pachas, Mayav ben Yehuda on the 20th day, that family would go. Be'esrim be'elul b'nei Edgin ben Yehuda be'echad b'tevis. Shavu b'nei Parash Shania. That was the second time they came back and did it again. On the first of Tevis, Parash ben b'nei Parash joined in again. Tesis Yantif, and it's a little bit is mentioned in the Rav that it seems like when the last family brought it on the Chaf El, it wasn't enough to make it until the first of Tevis, and they couldn't find anybody else to donate, so they made a lottery, and for no other family do they bring it twice in 1 year, the wood, only B'nai Parash, and when they landed, this lottery landed on them, it caused them to bring it for 3 months to fill out the year. Be'echad b'Tevis lo hayibo maimad. On the first of Tevis, there was no maimad, Rashi says, because that's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. The first of all says, there wasn't a Tovah in Yerushalayim, they didn't do a maimad. Why? Shahayibo halal for carbon musaf for carbon eitzim. We had halal, carbon musaf, and the eitzim, Rav says, because the first of Tevis always falls on a Chanukah. And on Chanukah, we finish the halal, but halal of a Rosh Chodesh, where there's no the whole Kriya of Halal is only a minig on Rosh Chodesh, that doesn't push aside the Maimed. And for that reason, we don't call the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even though it has Halal also, and it also has a Karban Musaf, and it has Karban Eitzim. So it's different, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan from the Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah. Okay, we'll call that. That's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothmeow.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.